We begin the current daven seven by the Zohar Daf Tezvav. We're getting 6 lines daven at the top of the Yamad. But the Gemara continues to explain the halacha on the previous Mishnah, on the previous daf, which we had discussed, although that regarding small livestock, it depends on the local custom, if it's permitted and it's permitted, if not, it's not, depending if the non-Jews in that area are chashad al revi or not. On that the Mishnah said, u'b'chol makom, but in every place, ein moichin behem agasa, b'chulu, one is not allowed to sell large livestock, large animals, cattle, to non-Jews. So the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? Because Nehid l'Revi l'Chashin, and even though we're not going to suspect them regarding sodomizing the animal, engaging bestiality, because, as we said, that a non-Jew regarding his own animal, he won't sodomize it because he doesn't want it to become sterile. So regarding that, there's no problem about lifting the ever, about causing a stumbling block for the non-Jew to engage in bestiality, which is forbidden to him. But Mavid Bey Malacha Cheshin, we're concerned he's going to do work with it on Shabbos. So that is the Gemara of Venevid. What do you mean? Let the non-Jew do work with the animal on Shabbos. Kibin the Zavya Kanye, once he purchased it, he acquires it, and it's not the Jews anymore. So there's no Malifne Ibad Laisitim Michshal by selling the animal to the non-Jew, because the non-Jew is not commanded on Shvisa Behemtoy about not having his animal do any work on Shabbos. In contrast, regarding the halacha, we said of sodomizing the animal, that we can't say, because that is a violation of lifting the evil seed in Michshel, because the non-Jew is commanded not to engage in bestiality. But regarding Shabbos, there's no lifting the evil there. To the contrary, a non-Jew is not allowed to do Shvisa. He's not commanded on keeping Shabbos. Now, although that it's forbidden for a Jew to tell a non-Jew to do certain malachas on Shabbos, that's not because the non-Jew has the Isser and that the Jew would be violating Lifnei Iver. That's because of what's known as the halacha of Amir La'akam of Mitzvah Chavtzach of Adab Adavar, which is that, as learned from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, is that Dibur is us, it's forbidden to us to say malacha type of languages and speech, even in the context of telling a non-Jew to do something, which is under the rubric of Amir La'akam, but nothing to do with the non-Jew's prohibition, to just the Jew telling a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos. But for a non-Jew to do malacha with his animal on Shabbos is not problematic. So what's the concern of selling him behema gasa? Says the Gemara, you're right, regarding buying, there's no real problem. But it's exerit or been the concern mishum she'elo mishum schiris. If we let the Jew to sell large animals to the non-Jew, then we're concerned that, yeah, although there's nothing wrong with him doing work with his own animal on Shabbos, but we might come to lend animals then to non-Jews and to rent it to him, where then he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, and then he's going to be violating the negative prohibition of leisasa ka malacha, which includes v'chol behemtecha, as the pasuk says in the Devarim Hey. Because now it's the Jew's animal, and he's commanded that his animal should rest and desist from work on Shabbos, but if he's going to put it in the domain of the non-Jew by lending it to him, he's going to work with it. So to prevent that, we don't even let a Jew sell the large animal to the non-Jew. But that, what's the problem with renting it out and lending it to him? But she'ela kanya, when the non-Jew borrows it, he acquires it for that whole interim period of when he's borrowing it, because since he's liable for any ayin and anything that happens it, it's considered like his. And so d'va'agri kanya, if he rents it, it's also acquired to him. So why is that a problem? It's also not considered for that period of time as the Jew's animal, but rather as the non-Jewish borrower's animal. So Ela Amar Rami Bered Rav Yevi says a different reason. Gzer mishum nisyoni. The rabbinic concern why we're not allowed to sell an animal to a non-Jew, large animal, is because of they're testing it, where they're going to see, does it walk well when it's laden with packages? What's the concern? What does that mean? At times it could happen that they're selling the animal on Friday afternoon when it's getting dark, the sun's setting, right before Shabbos. So the money was already changed hands, but V'amalei, now the non-Jewish buyer is not so convinced yet, so V'amalei tells him, let's go test it. Let's see, I want to see if it really works. Now, so then the animal is going to hear the voice of the previous Jewish owner, and it will walk laden with packages because of the voice of its previous Jewish owner, because it recognizes its voice, and therefore it goes. And the Jewish previous owner is going to be happy that it's going, because he's going to be showing that, look, my animal does carry well. And that will be a violation of the Issa of Mechamer, which is the prohibition of when there's an animal that's laden with packages. And in this situation, many times they're loaded on with packages to test it if it really goes well, laden with packages. And that's Mechamer when, with his voice, causing the animal to carry something, which is an opinion in the last paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, that Ramachamar Achabahem de Bishabas Chayv Chatas. Someone makes an animal lead, even just with its voice, and thereby causes the animal to do a malach of carrying a load on Shabbos, is a liability of a Kamachatas, and therefore you can't even sell the animal, because you might sell it right before Shabbos, and then you can be talking and having it carry a load on Shabbos, which is a malacha of it carrying, of Haitzah, and therefore to prevent that, we don't allow any sales at all. Now, Maskevla Rav Sheshabrid of Edi, he asks, okay, so that was a good answer why it's prohibited, but he asks on the previous Gemara's question. The Gemara had originally said the reason why you're not allowed to sell is because you might come to rent and to borrow. Which the Gemara says, what's the problem? Renting and borrowing? The non-Jew is the owner for that period. So it's still not going to be a problem about Shvisa Behemte. So the Gemara says, here, it's not because Shvisa Behemte, it's because the Jew might come to do Mechamer when he's selling the animal to the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. But now the Gemara asks on that previous Gemara's rejection of the first answer of the Gemara, V'schiris Mikanya, is that really so that a renter is like he acquires it? And therefore there would be no problem about Shvisa Behemte of the Jew because it's like as if it's owned by the non-Jewish borrower. But with now we learn the Mishnah of Chofim and Beis. Mishnah says, we're not allowed to rent out homes to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, we could lease them an apartment. Still says the Mishnah, af b'makom she'amar lahaski, even in the place where they said that they could rent an apartment to the non-Jew, but lo lebeis dira amar, wasn't said for a dwelling place where the idol worshippers should dwell over there. Rather, it was just for storage, for wood or to store other things. Why? Because regarding an apartment, because in his own apartment, he's going to bring in his idols, and that's problematic. You now have idols in your home, so you can't lease the apartment to him. Says the Gemara, now if you're going to say like the way the Gemara had assumed before in its rejection of the first answer in the Gemara, that when one rents something, he acquires it, so what's the problem to a Jew if the non-Jew is going to bring in his idol into that apartment? This idol worship when he brings in his idol to his apartment, he's bringing it to his own home. We don't have to stop non-Jews from bringing idols into their own homes, into the Jewish home yet. But it's not a Jewish home. It's a rental, and you said a rental is like the guy acquires it. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Yes, although essentially rental is like that it's owned by that person, but ultimately it is still the Jew's home. He's only renting it for him. And idol worship is very severe. There's explicit prohibition not to bring this abomination of idol worship into your home, and therefore, even though Schiris is Kanya, but it's still the Jew's home, and that's why it's forbidden, but that wouldn't be a raya to reject the Gemara's rejection of saying that regarding Shvisa Behemtai, that yeah, if the guy rents it, that shouldn't be a problem about Shvisa Behemtai, because it's like owned by the renter for that period. But the Gemara still asks, Maskevla Ritzcha Beredev Masharsha, is it really true, b'schiris mikanya, does renting make it as if that renter acquired it, at least for that period? But v'atnan, we'll learn the Mishnah Masechta's Trumas that says as follows. Yisrael shesach apar mikayin, a non-kayin, who rents a cow from a kayin. So says the Mishnah, yachalen nekashin truma, he's allowed to feed that cow, vetch, certain type of vegetation, of truma. Meaning, although the responsibility of feeding the animal is incumbent upon the renter, what the Mishnah is teaching us over there is that he's not considered a thief if he feeds it the Kayin's Truma. Now, why not? Truma is owned by the Kayin. How could this Yisrael, who has to give Truma to a Kayin, take that Truma and feed it to this animal, which it's his responsibility to feed? So the reason is because Truma is what's known as Mamash Ein L'Tayvim. There's no specific Kayin that can claim it and say, hey, that's my money. Because this Yisrael could give it to whatever Kayin he wants to. Now, if he wanted to, he could have given it to this Kayin who's renting him his cow. Now that kain, we could assume, would prefer and be forgiving if this Yisrael renter feeds this cow of his much vetch of truma, because why should it bother him? It's not designated for him the truma, and therefore he's meichel, because he knows that this Yisrael renter is giving his animal much more kashin, more than in a very generous way, more than he would have given had it been his own. So he prefers to, and therefore it's not considered theft on the part of the renter. Or another interpretation, actually, which simplifies it, is that actually this truma that Yisrael is giving is not problematic because although he's Yisrael, but his mother's father was a Kayin, and that's how he inherited the Truma, so it's really his. But the Chiddush is that he's going to be able to feed this Karshina Truma, which has to go to a Kayin, but this animal is considered Kini Kaspay of the Kayin because it's ultimately owned by the Kayin. Now, the reverse is also true. The Kayin Shasach Apar Mi Yisrael, a Kayin that rents a cow from a non-Kayin, Av Pisham is in the sale law, even though the responsibility of feeding the animal is the renter's responsibility. Lo yichalen nekashin the truma, the kohen's not allowed to feed this animal, the vetch of truma, because it's not his. And he cannot feed truma to an animal, only an animal that is owned by him, which is called kinyan kasboy, an acquisition of his own monies. That has to Gemara. Lisa gedayt d'schiz kanyan, but if you say, like you said before, that renting is like acquired, amay lo yichalen, why could the kohen not feed the animal that is renting? Karshine truma, but pardidehi, it's his cow. Obviously, we can infer the schira is loikanya. Actually, renting is not like it's owned by the person. So says the Gemara, v'hashad the amet schira is loikanya. Now that we refuted the refutation, that we said that actually renting is not an acquisition, so actually we could go back and say, oh, so the Gemara's first answer is valid, that the reason why Nala sell large animals to a non-Jew is gzeir mishum schira is because he might come to rent it to him. For example, you might come to lend it to him, which is problematic, which is not acquired by him. And if that non-Jew does work with the animal on Shabbos, it's the Jew's problem, because it's Shvisus Behemta, it's the Jew's animal, which he has to make sure his animal doesn't work. And also, like the Gemara said, another answer, another reason is because even when you're selling, you might sell Erev Shabbos, and then right when it's dark already, you're going to say your voice, and the animal's going to move, and that's going to be a problem about Mechamer. Those are three different reasons why you cannot sell a large animal to a non-Jew because of these three different gezeiras. Now, however, Rav Ada shari lezvuni chamra, Aida de safsira, Rav Ada permitted the sale of a donkey through a middleman that was Jewish, and the seller was also Jewish. Why? I thought a Jew is not allowed to sell an animal to a non-Jew. So he says, because all three reasons don't apply in this situation. If because the problem we're concerned that when they're testing it out, like on Friday evening time, we might hear the voice, says the Mahalayadullah. The animal doesn't know the voice of the middleman, the Azla Machma say that it should go because of him, because he's not the original owner, he only recognized the original owner's voice. And if because of the concern that, oh, if we let you sell, you might come to lend it out or to rent it to him, it's not the case over here. Keeping the light today, since this middleman doesn't own the animal, he's just the middleman who gets the fees. Le Moshe le Meiger, he cannot lend it out and rent it out. Moreover, says the Gemara, that since his job is to make sure that this animal gets sold, Mishum Delegi Nigli Be Mumi, he doesn't want that any blemishes should be revealed. He's not going to go ahead and rent it out or borrow it, lend it, or rent it out where people could then test it out and say, hey, I see it has this problem. I see when we go too fast, this happens. He's never going to do that. He wants to make sure it looks beautiful. Hey, take it. The deal is done and he's in and out. So therefore, the three reasons don't apply and therefore he permitted it through a middleman. So to Rav Huna, a different exception, Zavanahi Paro Lo Ivkecham, he sold a cow, a large animal, Behemagasa, to an idol worshiper. So only Rav Chiz said to him, "My time over my hachi. Why did the master do this? This is an explicit violation of the Mishnah's halacha." So Amalei said to him, "No, a malishchi dezavna. I could say that the reason why he's buying it is for slaughtering purposes, which we could be tight. We could say, I mean, the whole concern is that sell it to him. You might come to lend it to him. You might come to rent it to him, or you might come to test it out. But all those things are only if a guy's wants to use it for loads, which when he's testing is for loads, and when you rent it out to him and you lend him, it's also he might carry the load on Shabbos. But I'm selling the animal. I'm saying that we could say that very likely he's buying it to slaughter it, which therefore no one's testing it out because it's just to slaughter, and therefore he's not going to do any work with it on Shabbos because he's going to slaughter it. In contrast, obviously that Rav Huna has to interpret the halacha of our Mishnah either when the guy was buying a non-kosher animal. So then even if it wasn't specified, we have to suspect that it was not for slaughtering purposes. Or even by a kosher animal, but it's where the guy says explicitly that he wants it to be maintained, where that's going to be problematic, because then if it's been maintained, he might come to test it out because he wants to work with it, or he might end up carrying a load if it's lent or rented on Shabbos, so that's when it's problematic. But says Rav Huna, when I'm selling this to the non-Jew, I could say that he's buying it to slaughter, and therefore the reasons do not apply. Now that continues the Gemara Amud Beis and asks, "Umanot Tamra Damrina Ki Haygavna." Who said that you say such a thing that when you could be suspecting in regards to a sale to be lenient and say, "Oh, that there's no problem about lifting the iver. There's no violation of this because we could say that he's doing it for something that would not be problematic, which is that he's going to slaughter it." So there's no problem about the violations of, 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 of renting and of lending and of testing out. Says the Gemara, did not. Like we learn in Mishnah Masechta Shviyos. Mishnah says, Beshamei Aymrim, that a Jew that suspect in the laws of Shemitah, Layim ka'adim para hachareshes b'shviyos. A person not allowed to sell him his cow that plows, meaning a cow that's very learned and is a very hard-working plowing type of a cow, to this Jew on the Shemitah year because of a violation of Lifnei Iver, because he's obviously going to use it for a violation of the laws of Shemitah, so he can't sell him that cow. Ubisil matir, Basil say, no, you're allowed to sell it to him. He could slaughter it. We don't know that it's for that. He might want it for slaughtering. So the difference is, this is where you see the concept where we could be tight lahakal, we could suspend our judgment of that and say that could be he's doing it for a permitted thing and therefore you're allowed to sell it. Here too, when I'm selling this animal to the non-Jew, although we say it's prohibited because you run into those problems, but I could say that he's doing it for something that will not be a problem and therefore it's permitted. On that, Rabbi asks, me dummy, is it comparable? You bring a proof from this Mishnah Shviyos to this case of Rav Huna? Hasam ein adam mitzuvah shviyos behem to b'shviyos. There, a person is not commanded on the restfulness of his animal in the Shemitah. So therefore, there's no concern about selling the cow to that suspect Jew in the Shemitah year, because there's no problem about renting it or lending it or testing it out. The only concern would be Lifnei Iver, like we said. So that we said, okay, that you could be Toile B'Shechit and say, who said he's buying it to work with it? Maybe he's buying it to slaughter it. But says Rabbah, Hachol, be here in our case, when Rav Huna is selling this large animal, this cow, to an idol worshiper, where the problems you run into is in the context of Shabbos, there, forget about Lifnei Iver, Adam Mitzvah Shvisa Behemti B'Shabbos. A person has his own issues regarding his animal can't do work on Shabbos. And therefore we should make the decree because of all those things we said that you might run into because of Schiris, because of Sheila, because of Nisyoinei. How do you prove him from that Mishnah? That's regarding Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, we said, who said I'm being over Lifnei Iver? You say I'm causing a stumbling block? Maybe he's going to do something else with it. Who said? Fine, that's for someone else. But for one's own violation, who said that we're permitted to do something and say that maybe they're not going to, but maybe they will, and you have your own issue to be careful about? Now, the Gemara has two questions on what Rab is saying. Amalei Abaya, he says, what? V'chol heicha de adam mitzuva aser? What? And wherever a person is commanded in something, like you want to ask, a person would be forbidden to do it, but meaning to give it to someone else? But v'arei sada, but take the case of a field, says Abaya. The adam mitzuva shvisa sedei b'shvis. A person is commanded regarding his field that it should lay fallow in the Shemitah year. Like the pasuk says, shnas shabas ni l'aretz. You have to make sure your land is not worked on the Shemitah year. Yerutnan, which actually we learned in the Braisa, Beshama Urban, they say, Loim ka adam, a person not allowed to sell to a Jew who is suspected regarding the laws of Shemitah, a sudden near b'shvis, a plowed field on the Shemitah year, because we could assume, says Beshama, that the guy is going to use it to plant, because it's already plowed, and he's going to violate Lifnei Iver, especially since he's suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah. Ubisil matirin, Ubisil says it's permitted, because he could leave it fallow and not plant it. So it says Abaya, you see that it's not only regarding something of Lifnei Iver, like you want to differentiate Rabbah. Oh, Lifnei Iver, you don't have to be concerned for, but one's own Yisrim, you do have to. But here we have the person's own field, where besides Lifnei Iver, his own field has to lay fallow, and you still see Basil is not concerned about that. So you see, it's not exactly along the lines that you're saying that only when you're mitzvah, when you're not mitzvah, then it's permitted. But when you're mitzvah, it's aser. Here you see that even something that's your own tzivui, that it is going to be permitted. Moreover, Maskevel Rav Ashi, he asks on the other half of Rabbah's statement. He says, and what? V'chol heicha de ein od mitzvah shari? Wherever a person is not commanded on his own iser, then it is going to be permitted, because like you wanted to say that, oh, for Lifnei Iver, it's not a problem, it's just his own Isser that's a problem. But if he doesn't have his own Yisroom, then it's permitted to go ahead and give it to someone else. But Varei Kalim, take a person's utensils. The Ein Odem Mitzuvah Shvisis Kein B'Shvis. The person is not commanded regarding the cessation of work of his tools on Shemitah. Meaning the tools, his tools could do work. He can't, his field can't have work done. He cannot do work, but his tools could do work. Yet it's not in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos that says, Elu hein kelim she'ein adam rishoy l'machar mishviyos. These are a person's own tools that he cannot sell under Shemitah year, which are hamachresha v'kol kileha, the plowing tools and all those types of tools, which we could assume that that's being used to work the land. Where here, you can't say that the guy's buying it to be able to use in the following year, because you could always buy it. Why is he buying it now? Obviously because he wants to do the work right now, which that's a problem because of Lifnei Iver. Even though there's no problem for the guy's own tools itself. So too, v'ha'oil, a yoke, v'amizra, which is a certain type of a shovel which they would use to winnow the pile of the grain and throw it into the wind to remove the straw. And when there's no pile, they would use it to dig in the ground. And v'hadeker, which is a certain type of a hoe, that you cannot sell it. Why can't you sell it? Because of lifting the ever. So it's not like the way you said. Rabbi wanted to say, no raya from Mishnah Masechta Shvi. He says, what? What are you proving from lifting the ever to when you have your own iser? So the Gemara has two questions, because his assumption is, lifting the ever is not a problem, your own iser is a problem. That's why there's no raya. On that, they ask them both. You find cases when there's only lifting the ever and there's no personal tzibah that it is problematic. And then you have cases when you don't have lifting the ever and you have your own iser that it is permitted. We have these two cases. You have a bayu who proved that even though a person has his own mitzvah, but when we're not concerned with lifting the ever, that's going to be permitted. So Elam Ravashi, rather, with the new data, Ravashi tells us a different guideline. He says, Kol hecha de'ikah le'mitla. Wherever we could suspend, for example, like the case of Rav Huna, by an animal, or by a plowed field, where let's say in the case of the field, a person jumps to buy the field, because it's not always every day that you get an opportunity to buy a field. So therefore, it could be that he's buying it, not for now for the Shemitah year, he's buying it for the next year, so then Talina, and then we will suspend our judgment. The Avagav the Mitzvah, even though it's regarding an item, not like Rabbah, even though it's an item that the person has a commandment, the seller has a commandment, that work should not be done with it. Now, the same thing is in reverse, like Abayat said. Now, wherever you cannot suspend, for example, like in the case of those tools, then loitalina, then we're not going to suspend, meaning we're going to make it prohibited because of lifnei iver, avagav de'ein mitzvah, even though there's no personal tzivui, it's still going to be forbidden, and therefore that's the qualification where Rav Huna's halacha works out. Because that's something that ikar l'mitli, and not like Rabbi who said, well, you have your own mitzvah, as we brought out, that it's not contingent on about that. If we suspect, if we don't, we don't. But it has to be something that there's a strong reason to believe that the person's not necessarily doing anything wrong, which was like the case of Huna, then this is going to be permitted, nothing to do if the seller has his own mitzvah or not. Now the Gemara continues that Rabbi Zavin Ahu Chamara, Rabbi sold a donkey, which you don't have that whole calculation we said before with Rav Huna, with the animal, because his whole permissibility was based on the talia, the suspension of saying that, well, maybe he's going to slaughter it, he's not going to do the work. Here you can't say that by a donkey because that's not something that's slaughtered and eaten. And because he sold it, Yisrael HaChashad Limkul Eved Kachavim. He sold it to a Jew who is suspect regarding selling animals to non-Jews. Now, Amalei Abaye said to him, my Tam Oved Mahachi, why'd you do this? You're causing problems because you're giving this Jew an opportunity to sell a non-Jew, which you're not allowed to sell this type of animal to a non-Jew. Because even the animals that you're allowed to sell to a non-Jew, which will be Toy Lahakal, only animals that can be slaughtered, which is not the case by a donkey. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, what do you mean? Anol Yisrael Zavini, what did I do wrong? I sold an animal to a Jew, I'm allowed to sell an animal to a Jew. That Amalei Abaye said to him, but V'azlo Mazvin Le'ilev Kechavim, we know he suspect, he's going to go sell it to a non-Jew. You can't cause someone to violate an Isser. So that Rabbi said to him, what? What? He's only going to sell to non-Jews and not to Jews? Yes, he does sell to non-Jews, but he also sells to Jews. And therefore, we could be Taila Lahaka and say that he will sell to a Jew, and therefore there's no problem. It's only when we know for sure that it's going to be done in the way of a violation, like in how as we qualified the Lahaka of our Mishnah, as we said, either Behemoth Tameo, when he says he wants to be around for a long time. Same thing over here, it's not definite, and therefore it's permitted. Now, Esav the Gemara asked him this from the following Braisa. Braisa says, Mogam Shinogu Limker Behema Daka Lakutim, and the place where the custom is to sell small livestock to Kutim, which are a certain sect or group of people that were had a type of conversion to Judaism that was not 100%, and therefore they're not as a full-fledged Jew. So if the custom is to sell them small livestock, then you could sell it. Shaloi Limker, if the custom is not to sell to them, then Eimach, and then we don't sell. So the Gemara says, my Tema, what's the reason? Why would there be a custom not to sell them some livestock? There's no such makam nagu, not to sell to another Jew. So what would it mean that there would be places that the minig is not to sell them? As we said, that actually that was the same halacha we had regarding Evdi Kechavim, that it depended on the minig ha-makam. Why would the same thing be for Kutim? Ilei Mimishram Nechashid Yaravi, if it would be like we had said regarding Evdi Vaidizara, the reason why we said that some have the custom not to sell them small livestock is because they're suspect in violating bestiality, which we're not allowed to be a party to that, and if we can't sell that to them. But that was only depending on the place of the local custom, if they were suspect or not. And that says the Gemara, Umi Chashidi, are Kutim suspect regarding bestiality? But Vatanya in the Braisa, it seems to indicate not like that. The Braisa says, Now that I put our animals in an inn, in a stable, by a non-Jew. And that is Zacharim, that's even with male animals, it's Zacharim, by non-Jewish males, because they'll sodomize that male animal. Unikavis, it's Unikavis, or female animals by female idol worshippers, because as the Gemara tells us later in the Chav Beis Mabeis, that non-Jewish men frequent the wives of their friends. And at times they won't find the woman, and they'll find the animal, and they'll sodomize the animal instead. So even though it's by a female, but a male might come along and sodomize that female animal. The Ein Sof Lema says, we don't have to say in the Kavis Itzel Zacharim that to have a female animal by a male idol worshiper, or even a male animal by a female, because she'll have the animal sodomize her, that you're not allowed to go ahead and put those types of animal by the Avodah Zarah. Moreover, the Ein Meisin Behema L'Reishlam, and not give over our animals to their to the non-Jewish shepherds, because they're going to sodomize the animals. And and we are not allowed to be secluded with an idol worshiper because they're suspect regarding murder. And we're not allowed to give over a child to an idol worshiper, either lalamde sefer, to teach him a study, or lalamde umnis, or to teach him a profession, because, first of all, they'll draw them to heresy, and moreover, because they're suspect regarding homosexuality, which we're not allowed to give them that opportunity because they're actually forewarned on that. Like the Pasuk says, V'davik b'ishtai, which is only with his wife as a non-Jew allowed to be and not with a male, and therefore we're being overlifted in the Iver. Avol, but says the Braisa, Mamidin behema b'pundekosh shal kutim. We're allowed to put our animals by the inns of kutim. And z'charm etz nekebes, that's even a male animal by a female, unekebes as z'charm, or a female animal by a male. Ve'in tzarach lem z'charm etz z'charm. We don't have to say that we could put male animals by the male kutim, unekebes as nekebes, and the female animals by the female kutim. Now, moreover, u'maisun behema l'reish lem, we're allowed to give our animals to their shepherds, u'mesyach nimon, and we could be secluded with the kutim. U'mais l'metinik, we could give over our children, l'lam de'sefer, that the kuti should teach them a subject, l'lam de'umnes, and to teach them a profession. So says the Gemara, Amalek Hashidi. Obviously, we see that the Kudim are not suspect regarding bestiality, because that's why we said that we're allowed to have our animals by them. And even so, the first Braisa told us that selling Behemoth Daka to Kudim is totally in the Minig. Now, moreover, says Rashi, that the inference obviously is that, oh, that's by Behemoth Daka. But as we taught in our Mishnah, Behemoth Gasa is more severe, that obviously that would always be forbidden to sell to the Kudim. Why? Obviously, because we're concerned that then the Kuti, although he's not going to do anything wrong with it, he then might go ahead and sell it to the non-Jew, who then we're going to run into the problems. So you see, says the Gemara, that you're not allowed to sell to someone who might sell to the problem party. So how can you tell me that you're selling to this Jewish person that suspect, I didn't do anything wrong, but we see that still, that we suspect he's going to sell it to the non-Jew, which is a problem. That's why we're not allowed to sell this behemah gasa to the Kuti. Voi Morva, says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned explicitly. The Braisa says, E meichu lehen, we're not allowed to sell to Avdi Kechavim, loy zayin, not weapons, which are swords and spears, but like clay zayin, and either the handles of the sword and of the spears. Ve mashchizin les zayin, we're not allowed to sharpen their weapons. Ve meichu lehen, neither are we allowed to sell them, loy sadin, which are the stockings that they put over their feet in war. Ve loy kalara, neither these collars that they use for prisoners, v'lekevolim, not shackles, v'leshashalolish, shabarzla, neither chains of iron, because all these are can be used to harm Jewish people. And echad evi kechavim, echad kutim, this applies to both the idol worshippers and to kutim. Now, says the Gemara here also, my time, what's the reason why it's forbidden to sell these items to kuti? E name the chashidi, if you're going to say because the kutim are suspect the shvichas damim regarding murder, regarding using these weapons against Jews themselves, and that says the Gemara, umi chashidi, are they suspect? But Ahmed, you said before, umis yachid in the moin, that we let it be secluded with them. Obviously, they're not suspect regarding murdering a Jew. Elamishum dosel is wun, love kechavim, rather must be. We're not sell to them because they might sell it to the idol worshiper. So you see that the halacha you said that you're allowed to sell it to this suspect Jew, even though he's going to sell it to the non-Jew, is forbidden. That's why not sell it to Kuti, even though Kuti would just as well sell it to a Jew too. But you see, we're still concerned about that. Now, and Bechitim, if you're going to say the difference is that Kuti la'ave tshuva, that a Kuti would not repent and to be concerned for the words of the sages to say it's forbidden to sell to a non-Jew, in contrast to Yisrael la'ave tshuva, that a Jew, even a chashid, would do tshuva, and he would listen, and he wouldn't sell it to the idol worshiper, and that's why you say you're allowed to sell it to even the Jew who suspect. But that says the Gemara clearly, just like regarding the items we just said, you're not allowed to sell it to the idol worshiper. So you're not allowed to sell it to a Jew who suspects that he's going to sell it to the Levi Kechavim, which is clearly not like you had done, Rabbah. So the Gemara tells us that Rabbah ran Basre after that Jew, who is that suspected Jew, to go ahead and get back the donkey that he stole from him, a distance of Tlosa Parsi, three Parsi. And some of that would say it was a Parsa Bechala. A Parsa of it was in the sand, which is very hard to run on. But he didn't catch him to get back the donkey, which seems was erroneous that you're not allowed to sell it to Yisrael HaChashad Al HaMechira, where he then might go ahead and sell it to the Evi Kechavim, just like we said that the prohibition of selling to the Kuti, who's going to sell it to the Evi Kechavim. Now, related discussion, the Rav Dimi Bar Abi says, Kederech Sha'asa Limkel Evi Kechavim, just like we said, you're not allowed to sell weapons to the Evi Kechavim, Asa Limkel Lilistim Yisrael, so you're not allowed to sell to a Jewish bandit. So says the Gemara, Hey Chedem, what's the case? If he suspects that he's going to kill, so Pshita, obviously, Nala sell to him. That's the same thing as the non-Jew, who the reason why Nala sell to him is because he's going to use it to harm a Jew. And if this bandit wouldn't kill, so am I lie? Why can't you sell weapons to him? Says the Gemara, truthfully, he's not going to use it to kill. But what are we talking about here that we say Nala sell him weapons is b'mashmuta. We're talking about a type of a bandit that when he steals money, he tries to escape and save himself, and when they run after him, he used the weapons to fight, to protect himself, to escape. With the Zimnan, the Ovid Latzuli Nafshe, where he's going to use the weapons to save himself, and that's going to cause a loss to the Jewish victim who's not going to be able to get his money back only because this bandit had weapons to protect himself and escape. So that's going to cause a loss of a Jewish money. That's why you're not allowed to sell the weapons to the Jewish bandit. So the Torah Rabbanan learned the Braisa, Emechel and Treason, we're not allowed to sell to the Ovid Kechavim shields. The Yeshem, some say, no, Michael and Treason are allowed to sell them shields. So the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for the one that says it's forbidden? So, Elaim and Mishum de Magnela, if he says it's because it protects them, we don't want to give them things to protect them. So, then we shouldn't be able to give them even wheat and barley, which also sustains them and protects them. Why are we allowed to sell them that? So, Amar Rav, Rav says, as a continuing top of Tazayin Manav, he says, E-Efsher, if it's possible to not sell them wheat and barley without causing hatred in Hachanami, so too, you're right. We're not allowed to even sell them Chiti. And so it's just that it would cause hatred. That's why we sell them that. But shields wouldn't cause hatred. That's why we don't sell them that. Or Ikadami, those that say the treason behind the time of the law, actually a different reason why now I sell them shields, is because the chishlim zinayu, because when they run out of ammunition, when their weapons are not working anymore in war, then katli begavayu, then they kill with the shield itself. They get a pointy part of it, and that's why it's considered like weapons, and that's why you can't sell them the shield. But as we said in the Braisa, yes, I mean Michael Matrisan, that those who say that you could sell them shields, they hold because no, the Chishlim Zinayi, when the weapons run out, Marek Arke, they just flee, they don't use the shields to kill, and therefore you could sell them shields. Now, Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba Arvu, he says, Halacha Kirshim, Halacha follows like the Yesh Aymim, that it is permitted to sell them shields. Now, a related Halacha, Amr Bad Barabi, says, E Michalim Ashashias, we now sell them large chunks, thick chunks, Shabarzal of iron, my time, what's the reason? Because they're going to flatten out from that large chunks of iron with a hammer, and they're going to make from it clay zayin. They're going to make weapons out of it. So therefore, now sell them these large chunks. So Ihochi asked him, if that's the case, then even hoes and adzis, these different types of gardening tools, which are also made out of iron, should not be sold to them because they're going to flatten it out and make weapons out of it. So Adam Rav Zvid, he says, no, the problem, the issue we spoke about, was only Beparzla Hindoi. We're talking about this iron that comes from the land of Hoidu, which those types of iron are only used to make weapons out of it. That type of chunks, we're not allowed to sell them. In contrast, these gardening tools, obviously they're not meant just for weapons, that you're allowed to sell to them. Now the Gemara asks, but ve'idna de komazam ninan, and now today's times that we do sell them these large chunks of iron, how do we do that? Isn't that aser? Amaram Ravash, he says, leparsoi, we sell only to the Persians, to Magna Yilavon, that to protect us, that they fight to protect the city and its inhabitants, and that's why we sell it to them. But any other idol worshiper, any other non-Jew, we're not allowed to, because they might use it to harm a Jew.